connect better with people. It's got to be a two-way street, doesn't it? You've got to listen. What if the people, the MPs that you send out to door knock, what if they're told you need to change your agenda?
Well, it's interesting because we do polling on that. If you ask people of the state whether the state was financially, economically on the right track because of the government's work, they said yes.
But I'm thinking about big policy issues. What if it comes back that they want you to reconsider the new RAH?
They also, can I just say, the feedback we got is that people want us to be bold and want us to be forward-looking, but want us to consult more. And we can do that. Those two things are not mutually exclusive.
But are you open to reconsidering major policy like the Royal Adelaide? Well, given that you lost the seat of Adelaide, you haven't got the two-party preferred vote, you're less than 50% of people wanted you in government, and you've managed to win a majority of seats. Yeah. All of the polling was showing that the RAH was unpopular. Would you reconsider that?
My view is that it would be, for years I was accused of being too populist, and I've said this before. In fact, there was one delicious day when in one particular newspaper I was accused of being populist and out of touch. You can't be both. You've got to be, you've actually, populist means you do what the public tell you to do rather than do the right thing. You do what's popular rather than do what the right thing is.
So you won't reconsider the RAH.
And so my view is that the RAH, it would be a really dumb thing for us to say, okay, the RAH, we've been re-elected, but the RAH, we're going to make it a worse option, a rebuild on the site, disrupt everyone for a decade or more. I'm sticking with the RAH, and I've just been re-elected.
So you're sticking with... You see, this... Do we get to a disconnect?
No.
No, if I can just let me finish here. You say you're going to go send all your MPs out and even your ministers out and door knock and listen.
Yeah.
If they get a message that, for instance, and we're using this as a for instance, that, well, we don't want the RAH, and 52% of voters in what you said was a referendum on the hospital said they don't want it in this election, you're saying, well, that's a dumb idea.
Okay, Matt, do you know that every poll that I've ever seen in the last 30 years has said that an overwhelming majority of South Australians and Australians want the death penalty? So should I just go out and say, okay, let's have a public hanging in Victoria Square? Or they've also, on a range of other issues that people would regard perhaps as not in the best interest of the state or nation. So
bit of an extreme example, though.
If you're fair dinkum about we should just do what public say,
we're asking you what you mean.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that there's a whole lot of other things. I'll give you an example. Let me give you a couple of examples. The motorplex issue. A whole lot of people would like to see a motorsport venue for the state. And some people say we want you to dish out cash, and other people say we want you just to make land available at a certain site, which is owned by the Land Management Corporation. And others say we need approval, but we have the money. I picked that up a lot during the election campaign. People came up to me in a very polite way, one exception, but in a very polite way, not only at the Clipsall 500, where dozens and dozens of people came up to me, but also at the Rugby Sevens the day after the election. I went to the Rugby Sevens the next day, as one does. And the thing is that people were coming up to me and saying, Mike, I really think it's great that you got re-elected, even though we hadn't been at that stage, but can you listen to us about this motorplex? And I think I raised that with my colleagues, and each of them said, yeah, we were picking it up too, from all sorts of, in shopping centres and so on. So there's an example.
So what are you going to do with motorplex?
Well, I'm going to have a meeting with them next week to talk about that. But also, I've asked people to organise that. But the other thing is that government advertising. I thought the government advertising complaint, and I'm not perfect. I'm like you guys. I'm not perfect, right? But I thought that the government advertising complaint was about politicians in advertising, which is about 1% or 0.5% of government advertising. It wasn't. They don't like government advertising, full stop. And I picked that up increasingly during the campaign.
You only found that out during the campaign, Premier.
No.
You're a very sharp man.
But do you know what I'm not going to do, Matt? I'm not going to cancel employment advertisements.
No one suggested you would.
No. And I'm not going to cancel... Just hang on a minute. I'm also not going to cancel Road safety advertisements or CFS advertisements.
Well, you know no one's complaining about those.
I know. So what I'm doing is I'm handing over to the Budget Commission. I want them to chop out millions of dollars of television advertisements and newspaper advertisements and radio advertisements.
Do you think people will think that's very cynical? Premier, you've had record spending on advertising. It got you past the post. It helped you win the election.
Can I just say, I don't think Country Fire Service ads that have been there forever, road safety ads, or the Lotteries Commission ads.
What about your Water for Good campaign? That would have helped.
Yeah, but it's also about explaining to people about how people can do that. People say to us, we don't know that the times are for water restrictions and so on. So you're on a hiding to nothing.
Not really.
But what I'm saying is, we will go through, and I'm thinking of even suspending a whole lot of ads now, suspending in the interim. We will go through and we will save millions of dollars and we'll put them into health.